We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
104. Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hey, Laura, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I'd like to know why my mother was having dinner with my ex behind my back.
Why your mother was having dinner with your ex?
Yep, behind my back.
Oh, boy. Okay, That is interesting. Okay, before we get too far into this, what is your ex's name?
Tyler.
Okay, Tyler. And you said he's your ex?
Yep.
So, okay, were you just dating him or were you in a full-blown relationship with him?
Oh, no, we were in a full-blown relationship. It was over a year long.
Oh, wow. Okay. So your mom had dinner with your ex. And how do we know this? Did you see him together?
A friend of mine did. So she like, saw my mom at dinner and went to say hi. And then she noticed Tyler was sitting with her and asked where I was. And my mom just said, oh, she's not here. And she said the look on both of their faces was, like, super awkward. And she also said that shortly after, my mom ran out, like, got up and left the table really abruptly in a hurry.
Okay, so almost like she didn't want to be seen.
Yeah, like, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, but wait, I don't understand this. Is your mom single? Is she not married to your dad?
Oh, no, she's single. She cheated on my dad years ago, and they're divorced now.
Oh, boy. Mm. Okay. Well, I'm sure whatever is going on here, it's probably not the crazy thing we're all thinking. I mean, I know this is dirty work, but I highly doubt your ex and your mom are having a romantic dinner together. Maybe he wanted to ask her advice on how he can get you back.
I mean, like, that would make sense, except I didn't break up with him. He dumped me.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe he's trying to find a way to help your mom convince you that, like, he made a mistake.
Like, I thought about that too, but honestly, since we broke up, he hasn't called me or texted me at all. Like, not even to check up on me. So, I mean, like, I guess, like, if he was still interested, I would think I would have heard from him by now.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of a stretch, but maybe he's asking your mom for permission to marry you?
Yeah, you said your dad's not around anymore, right?
No, he's around. They're just divorced.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that would have made some sense. Maybe he was like, hey, I realized how stupid I was to lose Laura. I want to marry her or something like that. Do you have a birthday coming up anytime soon?
No, that was in February.
Okay. Huh. So we need to figure out why your mom and your ex were having dinner.
Laura, I'm sure you had to have asked your mom about this. What did she say?
She said that she went to dinner there, but she went by herself.
Uh-huh. Hmm. And did you ask your ex about it? Like, did you send him a text or anything?
I like, texted him, and I was like, so you're done with me and moving on to my mom now?
And anything back?
Well, he just said that he, like, bumped into her at the restaurant and stopped to say hi.
Okay. Well, then there it is. I mean, maybe it's just one of those cases where somebody thought they saw something, but it was completely something else.
I don't know. Like, I asked my friend about it, and she said that they were definitely having dinner together. And it wasn't until she walked over and said hi to my mom that they got all uncomfortable and she left early.
I bet it wasn't dinner. I bet it was the whole, like, I saw her and sat down for a split second to say hi, that kind of thing.
Or it could be, I really need help getting Laura back.
Yeah, you guys would probably feel really differently if you knew my mom.
Oh, really? Is she like, well, what is she like?
Well, she's, let's just say she is one of those people that doesn't really care about what society thinks about, like, certain things.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we probably need to find out what the reason for this dinner was then.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm calling.
Okay.
You.
All right. So what is the worst case scenario here? That your mom and your ex start dating each other?
I mean, yeah, that sounds like the worst case scenario to me.
Yeah. Okay. So let's at least try to figure that part out. Why don't we see if there's anything more than just a weird friendship going on here? Now, out of the two of them, who is more gullible, your ex or your mom?
Oh, definitely my mom.
Okay. And what is her name?
Janet.
Janet. Sounds like a mom name. Okay. And you don't care if we call her?
No, I'd love it if you called her.
Okay. Did you want to stay on and listen on the other line?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. Anyone want to take any bets here before we go to break?
Oh, yeah. I have one. I'm sticking with the I need advice on how to get your daughter back. That's just me.
Okay. I'm going with the it looked like we were having dinner, but we weren't. He just stopped to say hi. Especially if she was eating alone, she probably saw him and said, hey, sit down for a minute just to be polite. But either way, listen, let's find out. So, all right. So we're going to call Laura, the mom. And we think we have a pretty good idea on how to trick her into telling us what this dinner was about.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Janet, please?
Who's calling?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show, Nick, Natalia, and Shaggy on Z104. Is this Janet?
Hi! Yes, it is. Hello.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Fabulous. Yourself?
We're doing great. Thanks. So, kind of a long shot here, but have you been listening to our show so far this morning at all, or?
I'm sorry. I don't even know what the show is.
Okay, that's what I thought. Well, don't worry, we're not offended or anything. We are playing a game, though, and somebody needs your help to win. Are you okay with being on the radio?
Sure. Okay. I hope it's not trivia, though.
Oh, well, no, it's not a trivia game. It's actually a game involving romance. So, Natalia, explain to Janet how this game works.
Okay, Janet. So, like you said, we're playing a game called Romance or No Chance. And the way it works is we have a person on the other line who has a chance to win a romantic trip for two to a private destination. But he only wins if the person he chose to go with agrees to take the trip with him by saying yes.
So here's what we can tell you. The private destination is in the Caribbean. It's very romantic, and you'll be sharing a room with this person if you agree to go on the trip, okay?
All right. Do I get to know who this person is?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the whole catch of this game. So the person who decided to choose you for a romantic weekend getaway is Tyler.
Who?
Tyler. I guess he's known you for a while. He said you guys just had dinner together last week.
Is this a joke? Are you serious?
We're totally being serious, Janet. A romantic weekend getaway with Tyler, and all you have to do is just say yes. So we need to know, are you in or are you out?
Can I give it to somebody else if I say yes?
Can you what?
Can I give the trip to somebody else if I say yes?
Oh, no, it'd have to be you. Are you not interested in Tyler romantically? Is that the problem?
He dated my daughter. Are you calling the right one?
Yeah, no, he told us to call you.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to say no chance.
No chance. Okay. So for today, it's no chance for romance, so I guess sorry, Tyler.
But wait a minute, Janet. Didn't you go out to dinner with Tyler just last week?
Yeah, he asked to meet with me because he wanted to talk about my daughter. You know, he dated them for a while, and they broke up.
Oh, okay. So he was trying to get your help in winning her back or something?
Well, that's what I thought. But he wanted me to invest in his business.
Oh, so the whole dinner turned into a sales pitch?
Yes. He keeps up with some kind of marijuana business, and he wanted me to invest in it.
So not.
I don't know why he thought I would do that.
Yeah, so not very romantic then.
No, definitely not. I just got up and left.
Okay. All right. Well, so you're not interested then?
No, definitely not.
Okay. In the romantic trip or the weed shop?
Neither one.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, listen, thanks for playing, Janet. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
She is funny. She sounds so much like a mom. So, all right. Well, listen, there you go, Laura. You feel better now?
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, my worst freaking nightmare is over. I can't tell you how relieved I am right now.
Okay, me too. I'm a little relieved myself. I'm glad we could help.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.